Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the third day in the month of July 2025. The days are counting and the Lord is still faithful, true and true. And that's why I want to say, Father, thank you. Please accept our thanks this morning in Jesus' name. If this is your first time of joining us and wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and right here on this show, we get to learn here and we get to share the Word of God. And if you've been very frequent on this show, then you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for a devotion. So I want you to spread the word and invite somebody to this platform. Let them be partakers of today's blessings. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, today is the third day in the month of July 2025. It's a beautiful Thursday, and we will be looking at a topic that says, the power of the Holy Communion, the power of the Holy Communion. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 25, The Great Physician Now Is Near. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Proverbs chapter 12 to chapter 14. And our memory verse is taken from Colossians chapter 3 verse 13. Colossians chapter 3 verse 13, which says, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Our Bible reading is taken from John chapter 6. From verse 53 to 58, John chapter 6, from verse 53 to 58. From verse 53, it reads, Jesus said to them, verily I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink of his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your ancestors ate manna and died, but whoever feeds on this bread will live forever. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, years ago, a woman was sick and the doctors could not find out what was wrong with her. Finally, she said, take me to the Holy Ghost service. She was brought the day before the service so she could be seated in the front during the Holy Ghost service. Since she had been brought a day earlier, she attended the Holy Communion service, which was always held on the eve of the Holy Ghost service. She took the communion, and after the program, she was helped back to into the car. She came in. As she sat in the car, she suddenly noticed many ants coming out of her body and dropping dead. She looked down and saw the car was full of dead ants, even though there were no ants outside the car. She was totally healed that same night. The Holy Communion is a sacred meal, but it is also very dangerous. This is because there is a mighty power in the blood of Jesus Christ and his body. Revelation chapter 12 verse 11 says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. If you drink the blood of the Lamb worthily, you will indeed have a testimony. However, if you abhor anger and bitterness against your fellow brother and take the Holy Communion, you may die. If you eat the bread worthily, it can heal. And if you drink the wine worthily, it can deliver. A woman was once possessed by a demon who was always talking with the voice of a man, blaspheming God and saying horrible things about Jesus Christ. She didn't know how the demon entered her or how to get rid of it. She came to one of our services and anytime she tried to pray, the demon would want to take over her voice to say horrible things about God. When it was time for the Holy Communion, she heard me say, "When you eat the bread, which is the body of Christ, you will be healed. When you drink the wine, you will get victory over the devil." The demon in us screamed, "Don't you dare drink this wine." She began to rejoice, and the moment she took the wine, the demon screamed and left and never returned. Beloved, the Holy Communion is powerful, and you should ensure that you partake of it as prescribed by Jesus Christ. However, you must avoid unforgiveness, bitterness, and any form of sin. You don't want its power to work against you. Today's Open Heaven comes to the key point that says, there is mighty power in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is mighty power in the blood of Jesus Christ. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You'll see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. Still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.